aka Patters, we have a movie. 2022, Don't Worry, Darling. But don't worry, all the drama that came out about this movie, we're not going to discuss. Because here on this podcast, aka Pads, the Film Buff Podcast, my podcast, we discuss movies. So let's go.
Camera speed, sound production, take one.
Action!
My aka Patters, welcome back to the Film Podcast. Oh, Film Podcast. Can I say that right? Guys, Peter DeLuca here, the Film Buff. We're at episode 638. Now, if I say that and on the thumbnail or the title of this episode, it's a different number. That's because we're projecting. We're thinking about the future and we are stockpiling releases. This is a little bit of the game. And this enables the entire staff here at the Film Buff Podcast to have a regular rollout, and then we maintain that fix, so to speak, because we know all of you are fixed on to this wonderful podcast. Come on, guys, it's the best. But then we get to jump on topics and things that are happening around the world of film. And one of those things is connected to this movie, because with Dune Part 2, we're going to get into Dune Part 2 real quick. I've seen it twice, lucky me. Dune Part 2 really made Florence Pugh arrive, because we thought we were getting that in the Black Widow Marvel Studios movie, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The Black Widow movie, which essentially launched what we like to call Phase 4. Maybe, did it launch Phase 4? Maybe it's the second movie of Phase 4. The notable movies of Phase 4, of course, is Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, Spider-Man, I forget how to get home, whatever the heck that subtitle is, The Eternals, and Black Widow. And Black Widow takes place in the timeline further back, which confusing and nobody really wanted. People wanted a in-continuity Black Widow movie. But Florence Pugh is introduced into that and set up as the next Black Widow. And that next Black Widow later shows up in the Hawkeye TV series. And people really enjoyed that. They enjoyed her as this character. They enjoyed her, I guess, like matter, like snarkiness almost, or she's just like always pushing, and it's a good anti-hero. But then the Marvel Cinematic Universe like falls apart. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. I guess we're talking about the MCU before we talk about Dune 2. But the MCU falls apart, and all the hype, all the excitement, and even we can kind of argue across all criticism, the female push, the MCU, these characters are not resonating, and they push those characters even further into right now. They just cast a female Silver Surfer, the girl from The Boondocks, or Ozark, the Ozark girl. She's going to be Silver Surfer, zipping through the cosmos. But then we get Dune 2, and she's in this movie. Florence Pugh is in this movie for about 5 minutes. But she's there, and people, they just dig it. They like it. They like her as a alien space princess controlling the universe. And we get excited for Dune Part 3, which is now in production. But we get pumped in. We're moving into Dune Part 3, where her as a centerpiece. And Dune at this point is just like heralded. People love the movie. They want more, and they're going to get it. But what's not happening is an equal sentiment that would echo into Florence Pugh's Marvel Cinematic Universe role. Her next movie, Thunderbolts, shooting right now. No one's really into it. But as she grows in popularity and really becomes the centerpiece of Hollywood, and I believe she is, she's one of the centerpieces. Oppenheimer just wins Best Picture. She's embedded in that movie, rightfully so. And we get this. Olivia Wilde, the hottie hot from Tron Legacy, the babe. You guys know I love Tron Legacy. So she, I didn't realize she's a, she herself embedded into activism. Good for her. Do other things with your money. I don't care. I don't care what you do with your money. But she gets into directing. She makes this movie, and this movie gets labeled as Wokey Woke, and everyone runs away, and thank God for Netflix. Thank God for Netflix and having a fiance that somewhat needs stimulation within the movie, like a certain rhythm to capture the attention. Because as soon as I put this movie on, I was just curious about it, and it reminded me of when I saw The Hunt, which was, I'm not sure if I talked about that here, but The Hunt got, you know, again, anti-Trump, it's a woke movie, it's SJW, and it just wasn't, it was entertaining. And this movie kind of falls in, like, there's a category of this stuff now. There's a split category, like movies that are, you can argue, are woke, that are woke, and movies who are said to be woke that are good movies. That doesn't mean that they're woke or not, it just means that they're good movies. So we put this movie on, and bang, we're both of us, we're just drawn in. I love Harry Styles in this. I think Olivia Wilde, as, you know, this is her, I think, second movie. She made another, like, smaller movie called Bookkeepers. Her Wikipedia does not have a, it doesn't have a directed by section. But teen comedy Booksmart, 2019. This movie's fun. I would say you can watch Get Out and this movie back to back, and you get that science fiction. And it's becoming a genre descriptor now. Twilight Zone episode. People compare movies to Twilight Zone episodes. Seldomly is it in favor. I kind of have a feeling if I combed what was said about this movie, and going back 2 years already, I have a feeling that's what would be said. So, and we get a movie with a hard, depressing switch or revelation, which is there's a deeper, depressing world beyond, and deeper, depressing individuals beyond what we see on screen. And it's a little bit of that Matrix argument, like which one is better. I feel like this movie complements Dark City, The Matrix, perfectly. Don't worry, darling. Dark City, The Matrix. Watch them in that order. This movie's legit. This movie's good. This movie is incredible with the work of Chris Pine. Chris Pine kicks ass in this movie. He's our little bit of our leader, our cult leader. And we get this pushback. We get this pushback of the trade wife, as they're like to be spoken about now, repopularized. Thank you for TikTok for repopularizing that effing term. But we get this like 1950s America, same level of commentary that we got in Edward Scissorhands, which that's where like a little bit of my mind turned watching this movie, because I'm watching it, I'm like, man, like why, where did this pushback come from? It's so much like Edward Scissorhands, just all, even on the visual notes. Clear reference. Wow, okay, because a lot of the people like Edward Scissorhands, and they don't see the similarities, because in a way we can make the same arguments against Don't Worry Darling, we can apply to the world of Edward Scissorhands, but we don't, because we love Tim Burton, and there's snow in that movie, and the young Winona Ryder, and it's magical with garden sculptures. So we get these notes, and the notes are there, and we get a great villain, and we get Harry Styles, and we get some great banging scenes. We get some weird banging scenes too. People watching, people staring, creepy bangs. I'm all in. And then we get this hard revelation of the depressing world that people are essentially being jacked into. If you ain't get the Dark City and Matrix reference, I gotta watch Dark City. God, ah. Every time I bring that movie up, I gotta watch it. And I haven't seen it for years. We're watching Dark City. I just want to say, guys, this movie's a complete recommendation. And it's sad that all these other elements around the movie got more attention outside of it just being woke. There were other weird allegations around this movie. We don't care. Let's just watch the movie. I recommend it. I think it's great. I think it's a good Twilight Zone movie. So let's go. AK Pat here, the film buff, recommending to you 2002. Olivia Wilde's directed, Florence Pugh starring, Chris Pine killing. Don't worry, darling. That's a wrap.